The S word. Christmas has been and gone. The Tories and the overlords they served up another resplendent Yuletide banquet of austerity with all the trimmings, trimmings in pay, working conditions, public services and standards of living. They did this, while sneering at us for not knowing which fork to eat it with, or how to select the appropriate accompanying wine. However, there has an undeniable wiping of smirks off their faces. 4 years the powers that be managed through propaganda to ridicule socialism. It was represented only in parody. It was seen as the flippant students in berets exploring their activist side, before settling down into the real world, and getting a proper job. It was the maverick, bearded, middle-aged schoolteacher in the ill-fitted suit and clapped-out car. It was the Oxbridge-educated career politician, the quintessential champagne socialist. But recently people have seen that socialism is not a rude word to be ashamed of, or to be reserved in its usage, because they tell us so. It is a communal word, a wholesome concept, absolutely intrinsic to the working class. Socialism is more pertinent than ever. It can be seen in the popularity of Corbyn's Labour, observed in the numerous protest movements which address austerity, and is attested to by the returning interest in trade unions. It is not to be defined by the stigma put on it by those who benefit from attacking it. It is being reclaimed. The S-word has nothing to apologize for. It has everything to be proud of. Gary Grant, Guildford,